Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za.
The TA spokesperson is on the line with us, Karabo Khakhao, who has been sitting in Parliament, all of today, as the appropriation bill has been the topic of discussion for today. Karabo, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening.
Good evening, Camilo. Good evening to your listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, would you say today went well for you guys as the TA?
It went well. We were able to pass the appropriation bill as we had indicated as the Democratic Alliance that we intended to do going in at 10 o'clock today. And our position remains clear, Camilo, that while we had made it clear that we have zero tolerance against corruption, having called for the firing of former Minister Nobuhle Ngabane and the firing of Mayor Thembisa Melane, we made it clear that once the president has fired Mayor Nobuhle Ngabane, as a sign of good faith and belief that there's more action steps that the president can take and will take as per his commitment, as he has already shown to have an appetite to do, given the firing of Ngabane. As a sign of good faith, we will pass this budget. Obviously, not expecting that we're going to enter into 2026 still with Tumelane sitting in that position, therefore, so rendering us with a minister who's fit for purpose for perpetuity, who's not fit for purpose perpetually to lead a ministry. So in the best interest of the people of South Africa and the best interest of the health of the relationship, both the GNU, we've supported this and we're glad that we've finally been able to iron out quite a lot of things that had bogged us down before as far as the budget is the budget process is concerned.
A lot of other things are on the go as well. Let me just maybe hear, I haven't spoken to you since the announcement of Witima Namela as now the incoming minister. Your reaction to that, and I'll speak to the deputy minister as well, but let's start with Witima Namela.
Okay, so Witima Namela has been a deputy minister for about, 8 years?
Mm-hmm. Just throughout about 10 years, yeah.
So throughout in that day, Blaise Nzimande's term, he was there. Now with Ngabane, who is there. The question that the people of this country are supposed to ask them is, what have they heard from Witima Namela to have been a delivery point? What has he as deputy minister been able to tangibly say, I as Witima Namela is a deputy minister, this is what I have done for the people of this country in my capacity. So that remains a question mark. And Parliament, in the previous administration and in this administration, we haven't heard back from Witima Namela to understand what it is that he has been able to deliver for the people of this country. So our judgment on whether he is fit for purpose for this position will depend on his ability to overhaul NSFAS, have a transformation agenda of the entity in itself that will ensure that young people across TVET universities are able to get the allowances in time so that we don't have a case anymore of young people who have to go to bed hungry, some who have to sleep with older men for them to be able to buy food for concentration at school. We must be able to fix the student accommodation problem that we have. Not only the availability of bed spaces, but even the fixing of the lack of quality student accommodation that currently is available within the system. Mm-hmm. He must be able to detox the seated space itself from the corruption that has been corruption infestation that we have seen to be the case, not only in how appointments are made, but in the caliber of the leadership that sits within these boards and executive authorities. Being able to see the realization of the mandate of skills development that is the CETUS basis, so that more and more young people in this country, young people, can know what CETUS are actually doing, be able to see the fruit of their work, and be able to say, because of the CETUS impact in my life, I have gotten a tangible opportunity to put food on the table for myself and my family. This is over and above the fact that there's a whole lot that needs to be done as far as the curriculum of TVET college qualifications in particular, zoning into the fields of business studies and mechatronics, which we know right now that for years young people have been graduating or getting certificates in these fields that are outdated as far as market demands are concerned. Essentially, you get a qualification in business studies, the mechatronics from Capricorn TVET College, for example, and when you go look for a job and knock at an employer's door, they tell you, no, but the curriculum you studies is too outdated, so we can't use you for employment. Being able to fix those things, let alone, this is over and above, obviously, with improving infrastructure for CETs, community education and training colleges, for TVET colleges themselves, and for universities. I could go on about what's wrong about the TVET sector, but his ability to fix these things is looking back is what will determine whether he was the right fit or not. Mm. As far as Nobusa Dube Ngube is concerned, yes. What has Nobusa Dube Ngube had done for the people of KwaZulu-Natal? I mean, as premier, what do flood victims have to say about her? What do departmental reports of his own executives say about service delivery and the impact thereof? Very little positivity comes out there. But also, we know that she was one of the appointees.
I was going to ask that.
Jefferson.
Yeah,
she was one of the appointees for the bank CETA.
Yeah.
For the CETAs to chair the blackboard there. So for us, it also makes us question, has the ANC really done the necessary introspection here? Or are we using the system of selecting leaders within government, not only in the executive, but throughout the entire system as a recycling opportunity for failed ANC leaders? The answer is yes, they are doing so, because how do you, I'm sure somebody's better than Nobusa Dube Ngube. I'm sure there's a young person there sitting in the ANC benches who could be more energetic and with a fresher mind somewhere, although it's highly unlikely, but surely it could be better than already proven to be a failed cadre of the ANC. So the confidence is dwindling. Like, like, what are we doing?
I obviously heard some of your colleagues present in Parliament today, and one of the issues that came up as a concern by the DA is the issue of CETAs. From what I understand, you would like CETAs just to be completely eradicated.
Say this again, Ostamela.
The CETAs. There was an issue, and the tabling of the issue of CETAs being an issue for the DA. You know, that as far as you're concerned, they're not really doing what they should be doing. And in fact, maybe there must be a consideration to close them down.
Look, CETAs play an important role as far as skills development is concerned for young people outside of the formal education, a tertiary education system. So there's no looking past that. That's very important. The issue is they have, CETAs, most of them have been underperforming and they are bogged down with corruption. So the Skills Development Act empowers the minister to dissolve CETAs, right? Mm. If that is the thing that we want. Particularly because 19 billion rands of the state's coffers, or just a little over that, goes towards CETAs. But the dissolution of CETAs doesn't mean the complete eradication.
Ah.
It means a dissolution of the current system as it is, and a recreation of, a creation of an alternative skills development model that will be able to maximize the mandate of skills development.
Got you. All right. No, that's the clarity I wanted to get from you. That was obviously on the back of what Willie Oukamp had said in Parliament. And another thing that was mentioned by him was the issue of mismanagement of funds.
Yes, I think altogether. In the coming weeks after recess and moving forward in committee, which I will bring forward, obviously, and which is also in the back of a lot of committee members, about the effectiveness of the CETAs as far as audit outcomes are concerned, not only the functioning of the executive authorities, but of the boards themselves altogether. If you go to Hesu ke Jerusalem Phaka Welkomo in the Free State, if you go knock Hanne Masipo or Hankhobe Mathabo and ask what are CETAs, and they all have young people who are unemployed sitting kahara majority abroad who have never heard what this thing is. Which begs the question, Marileta and Lake, do you understand? Not only what are you doing to reach the young people of this country who need your the work that you're supposed to, who need you and are supposed to see the realization of your mandate. But with the money that you are given, you waste it.
Well, lots to talk about there, but thank you so much for giving us your ear this evening, and thank you for your perspective. That's the DA spokesperson, Karabo Kahau. This is obviously on the back of their support of the appropriation bill this afternoon. They did manage to go ahead and get this passed. Obviously, we were talking about this for some time. We were not sure whether this was eventually going to happen because the DA had threatened not to support the ANC on this one because they were unhappy with the well, they felt that, the president was not acting against now the former Minister of Higher Education. Now she has been sacked, and they obviously are saying, well, it's okay for now, but they do want Minister Simelane also to be sacked. And that is a conversation they will have much later.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.